January 11th, 2010. Oroville's news features interviews, news, announcements, and the weather. Marlenka on microphone, Andrea, Chloe, and Mattia in studio. Well, today the sky is blue, plenty of sunshine, but the weather forecast shows possibilities for thunderstorms today and throughout the week. Temperatures 25 to 28 degrees with east-southeasterly winds 10 to 14 kilometers per hour and swinging back to northeasterly later this week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, January 12th at 4 o'clock, Mrs. Irene Bokorovo, recently appointed head of UNESCO, will be in Oroville for a short visit. You may listen to this live broadcast directly on Oroville Radio online. Hear now Rudy, a spokesman for the University of Human Unity, talking about the theme Spirituality Beyond Religion, which was the topic of a four-day conference held at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity last week.
My name is Rudolf, but here in Oroville, mainly Rudy. Rudy. We organized a Congress on Spirituality Beyond Religions from the 5th of January to the 8th of January. And it's about spirituality beyond religions. I mean, we already said this. And we have like more than 20 or 25 speakers from all over the world and Orovillians and from Pondicherry. And we are very happy the way speakers integrate and into Oroville and into the atmosphere of a very specific topic that touches actually the whole realm of our intellectual research and our emotional world and our spiritual aspiration. So we have been doing fine. I think we are at the end of this Congress now, the last afternoon, and which is dedicated to science and spirituality. And we have been clarifying so many questions, even as well questions that, for instance, have come up recently at the occasion of the publication of a book on Sri Aurobindo, his biography. And we had a wonderful exchange that helped us all to clarify to a certain extent the complex matter of it. It is an event. It was conceived as an event of the University of Human Unity, and the idea was to have maybe every year, but this will depend on the donations or the sponsors we might have, to have one event a year or every 2 years that sort of condenses the energy of the University of Human Unity that has been, that exists in a way since the 25th of November 2006 as we were gathering in the Unity Pavilion.
Trash and Show 2010 as part of the Litter-Free campaign plans a fashion show featuring garments and accessories made from recycled or waste materials. The show is an opportunity to use discarded products in a fun and creative way and to promote recycling. This competition is open to everyone. Entries will be presented in a fashion show-styled event on the 29th of January and judged by an eminent panel of discerning trashonistas. Prizes will be lavish and exciting. Email Mila, that's M-I-L-L-A, at oroville.org.in for further information. And this from Inner Wisdom. Who are we really? Just a body, a personality, is that it? No. Increasing numbers of people are awakening to the truth of the fact that we are actually an extension of source, divine energy, and therefore, when this sinks in, powerful and entitled to a joyful existence. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. And thanks for listening.